And Gordon Brown just took your money, and he just gave it to the fucking bankers.
Adam, this is Trace in San Diego, the monetary scientist.
Ah, another guy who needs a name jingle. Trey, I can't wait to hear what you're going to say. This is Trey from runtogold.com, who always has some interesting insights into the way finances in the global situation work.
And I really liked what the Irish savant had to say. And also, you seem to ask the rhetorical question, gold keeps us free, huh? Well, you see, gold and silver are not merely valuable commodities, investments, or media of exchanges. More importantly, they are key checks and balances in America's legal and political institutions.
I feel something from the Constitution coming on.
We have Article 1, Section 8, Clause 5, and we have Article 1, Section 10, Clause 1 that provide us the monetary provisions of the Constitution. But why is that? Because, as Alan Greenspan said, in the absence of a gold standard, there's nothing that stands in the way of confiscation through inflation. There's no safe store of value. And under the Federal Reserve system, we have a system completely in opposition to the Constitution. And what we use as money is just political currency. It's either a public debt or a private debt. And if it's a private debt, then the banks, they get to privatize the gains and socialize the losses, which is what Gordon Brown's doing with the housing mess. So
okay, now did you hear that? Let me just play that again, because he's really putting it in a reasonably eloquent way. This is exactly what's happening, and we're being ripped off over here.
Privatize the gains and socialize the losses, which is what Gordon Brown's doing with the housing mess. So
see, privatize all the downside and hand over any profits to the banks.
Over there. And the whole Federal Reserve system is inherently unstable, so it lurches from one crisis to another, and the debts always expand. And human nature being what it is, with air vice, unlimited and insatiable greed, what will happen is it will culminate and accumulate in an unsustainable bubble that will either implode in a deflationary depression or explode in a hyperinflation.
So either one of these, I'm sure, is going to happen in a couple of years. I think 2011, 2012 is kind of the time frame that this is just going to collapse on itself. It all is going to come crumbling down, because it just, I agree, I don't think it's sustainable.
Now, the price of gold has been manipulated for two reasons. One, to suppress the evidence. It's the canary in the gold mine. And second, to throttle monetary evolution, advances in currency, which I discuss some of them on my site, runtogold.com. But really, gold and silver are what provide the foundations for democracy and limited government, whereas fiat currencies inevitably function as tools of fascism, socialism, and other forms of financial imperialism. Von Mises, the great Austrian economist, said, quote, "It is impossible to grasp the meaning and idea of sound money if one does not realize that it was devised as an instrument for the protection of civil liberties against despotic inroads on the part of governments."
Hey, is it just me, or does the Trey sound a little bit like Bill Gates? Now listen to it for a second. It really sounds like Bill Gates is talking. Listen to him.
"Ideologically, it belongs in the same class with political constitutions and bills of right. So if we want to have our freedoms, if we want to have control over our lives, instead of being controlled in our lives by government, well, we all know the rule. He who has the gold makes the rules. And a lot of people just don't have the gold, so they don't make the rules. And that's what we have to do. We have to run to gold."
Ah, this is a bummer. 3-minute time limit, man. That's it. It's there for a reason.